Dear students, congratulations. As you cross this important milestone in your personal and professional journey, I feel incredibly proud and privileged to have been a witness to how you have transformed yourself and those around you. The resilience you have shown in the face of adversity and the investment you have made in your future. Thank you for being a part of the Terry College of Business and your tireless efforts in making our programs better for future generations of students. You now have a very important asset in your portfolio, a degree from the University of Georgia, which I'm sure will yield great dividends for you in the future. You are now part of the Georgia MBA and MSBA family, and I hope we can stay connected as you go on to do great things in your life.
Welcome back to the Data Dogs podcast. I'm Lee Britton with my co-hosts Jake Mosley and Emily Nicholas. On this special episode, we are pausing to take a moment to celebrate and highlight our graduating students within the full-time MBA, STEM MBA, dual degree MBAs, and Master's in Business Analytics programs. How are you guys doing, Jake and Emily?
I'm good. Good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, how about you, Emily?
Doing good. I'm just so glad that we're, taking a couple moments to celebrate our graduates. I'm excited about today's episode.
Me too. Obviously, it's bittersweet. For a variety of reasons, obviously, we'd rather be doing this in person, but I'll fly past that. The other thing is, you know, we're staying and they're moving on. So it's kind of bittersweet in that way too. I mean, for our full-time MBAs, this has been a 2-year journey. So we've seen a ton of growth in them and got to know them really well. And same for our MSBA students and STEM MBAs that are leaving us after 1 year, but those are full years for both of those programs too. So we get to know those students. They do a lot in our program. And I think they're challenged, and them sort of rising to the occasion, it's fun to be around that. And I'm thankful for all the hard work they put in, and I'm excited to celebrate them.
Yeah, for sure. We earlier this week, we did a Zoom with Dr. Chatterjee and the MBAs, and a lot of MBAs attended that Zoom session, which was so awesome to see all their faces because we haven't seen them since mid-March. And just that, you know, they look like they were still in high spirits. I think one of our students had a dog with him and he was showing. And there were a few students that were together in one space. And so it was good to see.
You're right. It was an unexpected sort of shot in the arm. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. There they are. Everybody's okay.
Yeah. So we're excited to do another thing with all of our students to celebrate them and congratulate them, even though we weren't able to do that with them in their scheduled commencement that was on May 7th, but it has been rescheduled, as we mentioned earlier in our earlier episode of a podcast, that it's been rescheduled to October. So hopefully we'll be together at some point and do this formally.
Yeah, maybe this means we just get to do it twice.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so let's jump in to celebrate our MBAs. In this highly selective MBA program, it's a market-driven curriculum, and they focus on personal development, and each and every one of our students has shined through their purpose-driven motive with the flexibility the program has to offer. One of our faculty members was able to give a shout out to our students, and our faculty leads the way, giving the students the experience and knowledge they crave.
Yeah, so I think we're going to hear from John Wurst. Is that right?
Yes.
So Dr. Wurst teaches in the MBA and MSBA programs. He teaches the predictive analytics course, which is for the MBAs is central to the marketing concentration and part of the core MSBA curriculum.
So here is Dr. John Wurst.
Hey, folks. This is John Wurst, who taught the predictive analytics course this past fall. And I wanted to say congratulations on completing the program. And I also want to mention, you know, in these uncertain times, remember that it's only temporary and that you're well-equipped and positioned to take advantage of the opportunities that are going to arise. So, again, congratulations, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Dr. Wurst, for sharing that voice memo with us. I know a couple of our students, or quite a few of our students, have that marketing concentration that they're working on. And so they, I'm sure, appreciate hearing from you.
No, I think that's a unique thing about our program, too, is the faculty, we're a small program, so faculty get to know our students and they're invested in their futures, as you could tell from Dr. Wurst's comments. So thank you, Dr. Wurst, for everything you do for both of our programs and for sending our students off on such a high note.
We are proud of our students, and that came in with a mission and had a vision for what they wanted to see in the program. Initiatives such as the GWBA's Driving Change Summit, Get Golf Ready, MBA's new consulting club, new VP roles in GBA, which were Vice President of Mentorship and Program Improvement, and a new social innovation focus, MBA leaders, and a B Corp project, all of this within the 2 years that these students were here proves we are producing strong leaders into the workforce.
Absolutely. And a huge shout out to this graduating class of MBA students. A quick throwback to Zach Godfrey, who graduated last year, who helped get us down this B Corp sustainability road. But I've always had this idea in my head that when our students are better, when they do more, when they engage, our program is better. And that it fully came to fruition, I feel like, over the last 2 years. And it's very exciting and humbling as well, because these students worked so hard across a lot of different areas. And I believe that that's a unique thing about our program, or all of our programs really, is we provide the canvas for students to come, you know, and apply their skills and their traits and engage their passions to make change. And that's exactly what this group did.
Yeah, I think one thing that I hear in talking to employers is how valuable not only the academic portion of their curriculum is, which is obviously foundational to what they're doing moving forward, but also the chance they get to apply their knowledge. And so all of the experiential learning, applied learning opportunities we give our students really allow them to show that they can apply the skills that they're learning within the classroom environment. And so I'm really grateful to our faculty who help us kind of bring those projects to life and help pair our students with those projects. And so I was excited to learn that Patrick Waite chose to send us a voicemail and share some of his reflections as he's worked with so many of our students on consulting projects and Lean Six Sigma projects and on new marketing projects. So I'm excited to hear what Patrick has to share with our students.
Hey all, Patrick Waite here. Wow, all I can say is it's been a year. We started off the year with awesome projects, great speakers, and even better happy hours. Oh, sorry, networking events. Things didn't end the way any of us had hoped. I was really looking forward to that last party at Mag's. But difficult, trying situations, just like the one that we are all in now, shape and define all of us. This is one of the rare moments in time which will be talked about your entire life. What did you do during quarantine? Think long and hard what you want that answer to be. You have developed skills through your MBA experience which are in huge demand and can make real change. You can help out in a soup kitchen to make it more efficient, volunteer at a company to gain additional experience, or go out and teach a class at a local college to share what you've learned. As you go out and tackle the world, I'm reminded of a quote from Mark Twain. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the things you did. Now go out and make a difference.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick, for sharing that. He was on an earlier podcast with us as well to discuss supply chain, and he did mention what students could do in the midst of this pandemic and while things are maybe a little bit of a standstill for some of our students. Encouraging words, to say the least.
Yeah, Patrick coming in hot once again, but he is a tremendous asset for our program. Harkening back to some of the things you said, Emily, teeing up Patrick there, is when students are able to apply what they're learning in these projects is where the magic happens, is what I like to say, because that's where you really see the growth in students throughout their time in our program. So, and Patrick's a wonderful personality with a ton of just amazing insight for our students. So thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. Mm-hmm. Switching gears for a little bit, we want to hear from our MBA students, and of quite a few of them plugged in a voice memo, and we want to hear what the students will miss most about their time in the MBA program. Hung Quach and Rog Gabowski shared their experiences within the program.
Hi, this is Hung Quach, MBA class of 2020. I had an incredible journey with UGA. It was one of the best times of my life, with a lot of memories, ups and downs. My favorite thing with the program was the Silicon Valley trek. I couldn't imagine that I could visit the headquarters of Facebook, Tesla, and other big tech in a way like that. I feel like I was an investor visiting big techs to spend my money on. It feels really good. About Athens, I will definitely miss the grad commons, the crowd hall, the CMC interview suite, the Ramsey Student Center, and of course, the great people I met in Athens. They are incredible.
Hello, this is Rob Grabowski. I'm a second year MBA, about to finish up the Terry MBA program, and I'd like to share today my favorite memory and what I'm going to miss most about Athens. I think my favorite memory is probably doing the CAPSIM simulation in our strategy class, our second semester of the first year. Everything about it was terrible, but it was so much fun to watch each team fail and also succeed. And in the end, we all got to give hilarious presentations with and show off our Photoshop skills, which was pretty fun. I think the main thing I'll miss about Athens, though, is the Georgia Theater. It's been a home to me and many of my friends, and spent a lot of great times there watching some incredible artists. So I definitely miss that. But I'll also miss everybody that I got to meet and all the people that I shared time with here. It's been an incredible experience. Alrighty, thanks. Go Dawgs.
It personally feels so good to hear Rob say go Dawgs.
Yes, yeah, I know.
He's an Alabama fan. So I feel like 2 years we converted him. That gives me a lot of hope for the rest of the world.
Yeah, I don't know if he might push back on converted, but we do like to talk about it being a transformative experience. Yes. I doubt he would envision himself saying go Dawgs as he was entering the program, but that's what we do here.
So. I did not set anyone up to say that. That was completely on Rob. So I love it. I love it. And he's always supported the Dawgs. When it's football season, he may playing against, you know.
Yeah, he spent 1 year as a grad assistant in our office. So there was a lot of football discussion through the lens of – and Andrew's a Alabama person too. So
yes, he is.
I think Rob, too, really summed it up there. I'm going to misquote him a little bit, but it was awful and great at the same time. Like, about the CAPSIM experience, in some ways, I think that's – it's a lot of hard work in our program, but there's the – man, it's magical when students get in and apply and learn what they're capable of. Yes. And I know it's easy for me to sit here and say that because a lot of their blood, sweat, and tears goes into it. But this is the outcome. And, you know, and Hung's a bit soft-spoken, but always got the biggest smile, you know. So it was great to hear from him as well. He was one of the more friendly presents we had in our program. So I'm glad to see that our program is working and that our students are enjoying their time with us.
And they want to hang out with us in Corral Hall.
Yeah. I love that all of, or most of Hung's favorite places were just on campus. That really, I don't know, that's nice.
We have a pretty cool grad commons area.
Yeah.
Again, I guess I'm being a little salesy, but I mean, you know, Mags or Corral, we're good either way, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So outside the classroom, students have always found their niche and explored ways to develop a sense of community within their class. And we have another MBA student, Tyler Steerwalt, that shared his experience within the program as well.
This is Tyler Steerwalt, second year MBA at UGA. So my favorite memory of my time in the program, honestly, I could not choose just one whether it was Saturday afternoon tailgates and football games, last year's spring formal, networking events, recruiting events, case competitions. I'd be hard pressed to select just one memory, but generally they've been tied to the relationships I've built over the past couple years with members of the Terry community, right? So obviously classmates, professors, everyone else I've had the pleasure of interacting with and getting to know. It really is a special community, and my time here has been, it's been a very rewarding experience overall. So, on the one hand, certainly sad to see it drawing to a close, but on the other, I look forward to all the opportunities ahead and certainly look forward to being able to give back to this program that's given me so much. So thanks and go Dawgs.
There's another go Dawgs. All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, I feel like what Tyler reflected on really hits on all the dimensions of our program. I think I posted on LinkedIn the other day, and I really feel proud of the outcomes that the program produces in students. Not only their intellect and their drive and their vision, but also they're just good human beings. And I think that's not an outcome that we can take for granted, but is representative of the people who we admit into the program, the community that they create, and then the values that our faculty and our staff instill in the students and that they encourage in one another. And so I appreciate Tyler's kind of 360 view of all the good that can come out of the Georgia MBA experience.
That's a great point. We have great people, you know, and the sense of sort of family and community that we can have in the program is great. And this is why this is kind of bittersweet. And shout out to Dee Dee and Kara and Joe and Ashley, our MBA admissions team, for bringing us good people and talented people. So
yeah. Yeah, and letting us, and being fortunate enough to be with them for 2 years and to see that involvement is inspiring for all of us here in the program. So congratulations, MBA students and STEM MBA students in dual degree. I know you all will jump into this new environment feet first and headstrong, and we're so proud of you. Moving on to MSBAs. So at the University of Georgia within the Terry College of Business lies an intense one-year multidisciplinary business analytics program where students gain technical expertise in collecting, analyzing, and interpreting big data in a business context. Not only are these students developing technical skills, but we are creating business and leaders, but they also develop soft skills needed to communicate those big data ideas. Even though these students are only here for 1 year, they grow so quickly into a tight cohort from the beginning of their days during orientation in August. Students coming into the program bring to the table either their different majors, work experience, a more of an understanding how analytics works, and shares with them willingly to their cohort as a whole. Like I said earlier, these students, they're only here for a year, but I feel like this group, and this happened last year too, is that they really conform to their own cohort. Like they bond and they connect so quickly, and they, you know, they evolve so much from when they start in August until they finish at the end of May. And it's quite a transformation to see.
Absolutely. I feel like our they always kind of have their head down getting stuff done. And that's one thing that has kind of become a hallmark of the MSBA program in my mind, is they take care of themselves in a unique way. I think we saw that with last year's group, and then now this year's group, we have a bigger group, but you know, same tenacity and connection across their cohort, which is
absolutely
very good to see.
Yes. So we want to hear from a few of our students that spoke about their experience in them within the program.
My favorite memory in the program is the sense of camaraderie that was fostered very early on in August and persisted throughout the program. I remember walking into the grad commons or class and seeing people in my program working diligently and encouraging each other. And it never really mattered if an assignment was too difficult or a concept wasn't clear enough, because there would always be a classmate or many classmates at the ready to help and guide you through whatever material you were struggling with. And the program has given me more than a data-based degree. It's given me a community of friends that I will carry with me as I move on from Athens.
Yeah, that was Tessa McCorkle. She came into this program just so full of energy, and I feel like that she really stood out coming into the office with her, you know, plus A personality and always positive. And, you know, I'm going to miss that energy when she comes to the office.
Exactly. She was always a smiling face and always really willing and ready for the next challenge.
Absolutely. Next, we'll hear from Avery Knox, who came into our program outside of the University of Georgia family, but we're so excited that he was able to join us this year.
One thing that I'll remember about the University of Georgia is being able to establish all the relationships with the people in the program. I've made a lot of good friends in the program that have helped me grow throughout the year, whether it be motivating me or encouraging me to be the best person that I can be, or something that I really appreciate them doing. And also throughout the duration of the program, not only have we done stuff inside the program, but outside as well. You know, I've started intramural teams with a couple of these people, and also inside the program, you know, going to Employer of the Day just to grab chicken biscuits before class. I think when I reminisce about my time at UGA, these are the moments that I cherish the most.
Yeah, I can remember when we drove to Atlanta to visit a couple employers. And I remember Avery and Via in the backseat messing with each other. And it was just a nice moment because, honestly, the students don't have so much time together. But it was clear that there was camaraderie amongst the students. And, yeah, not only to, you know, give each other a hard time, but I think, like what Tessa said, to call each other when they're needing help or to help each other with assignments.
Yeah, because I would think, like, we're sitting here talking about, like, it's a hard short year that flies by, but I bet for them too it feels like more than a year with everything they're thrown at, so they need the tug and pull of all of that for sure. And Avery comes to us from Georgia Southern, so I was delighted that we can grow our network within our program. I'm excited he had such a good experience with us here. It's fantastic. So Avery, thank you for all your hard work.
Next, we'll hear from Hobie Evans, who shares his experience within the program.
Hello, my name is Hobie Evans, and when thinking about one of my favorite things about the MSBA program would be the connections that we've made here throughout this program. And that is not only with the people in the program, but as well as, you know, the faculty and staff that really buy into the program and want us to succeed and move forward. As well as the thing that I'm going to miss about Athens the most is the food. I would say the sports, but I'll be coming back to Athens every week, you know, to watch Georgia football play. So I think the food is definitely something that I'm going to miss on a day-to-day basis. Athens has the best food, and I'm really going to miss that.
It was about time someone mentioned the food, don't you think?
Right, we really have. Is it a low-key foodie scene, or is it, I mean, it's legit, so I don't know if it's under the radar, if that's fair or not. Mm-hmm. The people here certainly know about it, right? And maybe that's the way we want it to be. You see the features in Atlanta magazines about driving over to Athens for a day, and I'm like, nah, like, you got what you need over there. Like,
let us stay in our own little hub and enjoy what we have over here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Hobie, for sharing your insights. I want to switch over to our capstone experience that our students do in their last semester here. It takes up half the time in the program. And what other best way to complete a project than having lead faculty members support it? And we have incredible faculty that has jumped in when this business analytics program launched. They're excited about working with our graduate students. And one to name quite a few that engage with our students, but Dr. Rick Watson led one of our capstone projects in the program this year, even though he didn't teach a course, but he was really excited to work with our students in that capacity.
Hello, this is Rick Watson from Management Information Systems. I've been involved in the capstone projects for the last couple of years and have enjoyed it very much for two main reasons. First of all, I like solving practical problems. And secondly, I enjoy mentoring students in identifying a solution to a problem, implementing it, and finally presenting the findings to executives. I wish you the very best in your career as a data scientist.
I really like Dr. Watson. He's been such an advocate for our program and is always has the students in the best interest of his heart. And I was thrilled to hear that he sent something in to speak to our students.
Yeah, Dr. Watson is, you know, an expert in his field. I think he wrote the book in R or wrote a textbook on R. But such a genuine person to be around and a tremendous asset and value to our program and our students. I think what he and our students and Emily helped accomplish through the capstones this semester is nothing short of amazing. I mean, one thing about those experiential projects too, they allow us to spread our brand and our students can go out creating value for companies. And so that's I know it's a cliche to say win-win, but students get this tremendous experience and employers, we're adding value for them. And Rick Watson's at the heart of all of that. So thank you to Rick Watson.
Yeah, now we'll hear from one of our students that speaks about the experience from his perspective. Eden Radyani is one of our students that sent in a voice memo.
The best part about being in the MSBA program is being able to take advantage of the CMC's facilities and connections to help me to land a job in late October, which is quite early on in the program. I was able to also further develop some future relationships with my postgrad employer through leading the capstone project with them in the spring. So that set me up quite nicely to start with them in June. I think the thing I miss most about being in the program is the collaborative nature of our cohort and how as a group we all helped each other to do our best throughout the year. It was a group made up of students from a range of different backgrounds, but in the end we all pulled together in the same direction.
I'm so glad to hear about Eden's positive capstone experience and experience with landing a job early on. I think there's no doubt that these students are valuable to companies. The skills that they have are valuable, and Eden's a great example of a student that not only has technical skills but also has the relational skills to really thrive, and certainly I'm excited about where he heads after graduation.
Yeah, we are too, and Eden led our social media campaign within the MSBA program. And so he's not only been a leader in his capstone project, but also within the department in the MSBA program. So we're super proud of Eden's accomplishments and all that he did within the program and obviously landing that job post-graduation. So we're really proud of him.
Yeah, we're certainly going to miss him a lot of different ways. Obviously, his personality and his warm spirit, but he was just somebody that got things done too. And he's going to do so much after our program, and he did so much to help our program. So excited for you, Eden. Thank you.
Yeah, and Eden and the next student that we have that sent in a voice memo, Ben Starks, really helped evolve this program into what they wanted to make out of it. Jake, do you want to kind of talk about the evolution of kind of what Ben Starks brought into the program before we share his voice memo?
Yeah, I'll try not to jump on my soapbox too much, but one of hopefully a theme that you folks have picked up on sort of my vision for our MBA and MSBA programs is basically providing opportunities for students to plug in and engage their passions. And so Ben Starks and his work with some of the athletic teams at UGA is a perfect example. But before I detail that really quick, I would also like to give a shout out to several students in last year's MSBA cohort that really set the foundation for this. Anna and Jordan and Grant, thank you so much. They first started this spring 2 years ago working with our baseball team, the UGA baseball team. To Emily's point, these students have an incredibly valuable skill set. They added value to the baseball team. The baseball team came back wanting more. Ben Stark shows up being the amazing person he is to enter the program. He's already been working with the UGA basketball team and continued his work with Coach Crean and the basketball team. And then this spring semester, Ben was part of our capstone project with the UGA baseball team. So, again, Ben sort of was able to take his interests and his passions and his unique skill set and plug it into the sports realm in a really meaningful way. And so, you know, thank you for everything, Ben. But I think I have to stress that these folks, all of these folks that we keep mentioning, are really shining a light to a path that's open for a lot of people. You know, you come in, you have your skills, you have your passions, and you get to work and you accomplish amazing things. And I'm humbled to be a small part or even just to sort of sit back and watch it. So let's hear what Ben has to say.
One thing I'll always appreciate about the MSBA program is the sense of community that was built among our class, along with the faculty and staff. Everyone was really supportive of each other, and the CMC staff truly wanted what was best for the students. I was able to learn a whole lot of new skills while having fun with my cohort. The best memories I have from my year would probably be getting free Chick-fil-A breakfast almost every day by stopping by the Employee of the Day table with a few of my friends. And we would talk for a little bit and then end up with a Chick-fil-A biscuit.
Okay, I have to ask. Both Avery and Ben mentioned free Chick-fil-A biscuits. How is this happening? Can I not
get... Yeah, if we get into detail, I'm afraid OMC might cut us off or Terry. But I guess I'll throw a plug. Hopefully we don't blow up their spot. But basically, the undergrad and student services relation team at Terry does an amazing job of bringing in employers. And yeah. So basically, those employers will come and set up shop in the BLC and to entice students to come by and learn about their company, drop off a resume and learn about the positions that they have open. They'll swap Chick-fil-A biscuits for that time. So employers show up, they have a box of Chick-fil-A, which brings the students by. And it's another way. The college is really, really good on the whole of connecting students with employers and alumni. Like I'm biased, but I don't know that there's anybody that does it better in terms of Terry connecting students to a network. And free Chick-fil-A is just a byproduct of that.
I totally get it because we entice our students with food. I mean, we use our local restaurants. We've used Chick-fil-A. We used all the good stuff that Athens has to offer. So I get it.
Yeah, Maypole.
Our students well.
Yeah, Maypole became a sensation this year. Yes. Students really liked Maypole. So
yeah, it was requested a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben, for sharing your insights and definitely being a star student within our program. We're certainly going to miss you. And we know that you'll do well wherever your future leads. And lastly, the staff have worked diligently with our students effectively and with your best interests at heart. And this is the backbone to our program. We have a CMC staff of 5 or 6 employees that are always there for our students. You have the Office of Student Engagement and the MSBA admissions that always have your best interests at heart. And they have a few voice memos to share with you as well. And this is for MBA and for the MSBA students. So Patty Zedek is our director of the Career Management Center, and she has a wonderful send-off for both programs.
Hello there, class of 2020. This is Patty from the Career Management Center, and I just want to say congratulations on finishing your degree. I'm really proud of you guys, and I cannot believe that this is happening without us being able to celebrate in person. But I do want you to know that we will celebrate your successes for many, many years to come, and I'm really happy that I had a chance to get to know you all while you were here. Wishing you all the best, and hope you guys stay in touch. Want to see you at our events in the future. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Patty's awesome.
100. Yes.
Gosh, she put so much work and effort into networking events and bringing employers to campus and bringing students to employers. And she works diligently and hard on making all that happen. So her words are true and wants to stay connected with all of you in any way possible.
Yeah, Patty has pulled off an amazing thing. I mean, when you think about, she really has, she's matchmaker. That's the word that I'm struggling to find, but she really is in it as a matchmaker to learn about the skills and strengths that our students possess and what companies are looking for. And I think that's an operating view for her, and she's done a great job. And another piece of why I think she's so great is Emily's a fine example. Patty has built a tremendous team in the CMC. I mean, with G1, Andrew, Paul, Emily, and Zach, like there's a lot of talented, caring people there that are really there for our students. So kudos to the CMC and Patty.
So we want to hear from our MBA admissions team, and the director of MBA admissions, Deirdre Kane, wanted to share a voice memo with our students as well.
Hello, everyone. This is Dee Dee. I wanted to take an opportunity to say congratulations to all of you for finishing the program. Though I'm really sad that it's ending this way for you and for me and for everyone, and that I don't get a chance to see you all before you graduate and before you leave. But the good news is that you are graduating and that you are on to bigger and better things, and I am very happy for all of you. I really also hope that you can all, most of you or many of you or all of you can come back in October so we can do this in person and have our own convocation together. And between now and then, I just really wish you all the best and the best of luck, and have a great time at your next stages of your careers. And I look forward to watching all of that develop through LinkedIn or whatever form or fashion. But I really do wish you all the best, and I'm really glad you were part of this program. And I hope you come back to Athens and visit as much as you can. Stay safe, stay well, stay home, and take care. Bye.
Dee Dee sort of catching me in the feels right there.
I know it. Yeah, especially on our Zoom call, I felt like Dee Dee really brought it home. And
yeah,
but it is important. You know, when I thought about this podcast and our Zoom call, it's such a delicate balance between, you know, mourning what we aren't able to do while also celebrating in the ways that we can. And I just think that Dee Dee kind of accurately reflects, like, yeah, it's not the way we would have wanted, but, you know, my goodness, we're going to do something. Mm. And certainly, I think Dee Dee's perspective is so interesting. She knew all of these students from before they were even in the program. And so she has the longest arc of being able to see these students and their growth. And so I really kind of connect to her sentiments that she shared.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I feel an obligation to deliver on what Dee Dee's out there telling students they can accomplish in our program. Not, you know, like, it's our job to provide the opportunities. The students apply the hard work, and I'm humbled by their hard work. But that's a great point, Emily. Their first interaction with our program is with Dee Dee and her team, and Kara and Ashley and Joe. So yeah,
awesome. Yeah, they're on the front lines when they bring in those students, and they have the first round of setting their eyes and talking to them for the first time. So they've brought in an incredible group, and we're so proud of you. And Dee Dee just says it in much better than I could.
Yeah. Way to go, Dee Dee.
Yeah. Thank you, Dee Dee. Next, we're going to hear from Paul Allaire, and he's in the CMC staff as well, and he wants to share his send-offs to you guys.
Hello, class of 2020. Paul here, your lifetime career coach. My request, be a booster. Pay it forward. Reply to emails from new incoming students. Get on the phone and share your experiences and advice. And please, keep your LinkedIn profile updated.
Boy, you talk about staying on brand, right?
But that's, I appreciate Paul for the exact reasons that are clear in that memo, which he's straightforward. There's no lack of clarity on what he would like from us as staff or the students. And truly, I mean, he does not exaggerate the value of, you know, in my role and Paul's role to be able to have alumni to connect current students to is invaluable. And so his points are well taken.
And he's very to the point too. I mean, he's like that with everybody, with the students, with the staff. He's like, this is what I need. And this is what you need to do.
Yeah. To balance it out though, man, he never says no when it comes to counseling students.
No, you know,
if it's running a spreadsheet or other things like that, sure, he knows how to say no. But but when it comes to, hey, Paul, so this lost undergrad wandered into my office, I think she could use 10 minutes of your time. He's always there to he's a counselor at heart. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. His door is always open. And that goes for students that aren't even in the program yet.
Right, exactly. So. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for sending an awesome send off to our students. So guys, this is the end of our voice memos that were submitted. I think that these students shared remarkable statements that highlighted both programs. So thank you, everyone, for sharing your memories here. We'll certainly miss you all.
Yes, thank you to everybody that sent in a memo. I mean, I hope our goal here was to try to send you off in a way that was celebratory, obviously, but also capture memories that you'll take with you forever and that we'll always hold ourselves. So thank you for your participation and sharing with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I thought about what this podcast could accomplish and in our conversations, I thought a lot about commencement ceremonies and all of the things that they bring, and they bring reflection on the past and how far you've come. They talk about highs and lows and memories. They talk about what they've learned and then some wisdom for moving forward. And I think our students and faculty and staff all together shared that. And I hope the students within and among themselves can bring that forward. I do know that being able to put a stake in the ground in moments like this can feel kind of like awkward, especially in the way that we're able to do it. But I really do think it helps move forward. It's one of those moments that in life where there's a before and an after. You know, it's like a stake in the ground in the timeline of your life where you think there's before my MBA program and then after. And so I'm grateful for all those who chose to participate and make that moment memorable and meaningful.
Yeah, thanks. Well said. And Dr. Chatterjee led this podcast with a note that he wanted to send specifically to you guys, and we want to end it with him as well. But Dr. Chatterjee has put his full efforts and heart into this program. It has been our fearless leader and always has been, I hate to use the word flexible, but but he rolls with the punches, that is in no doubt. And so we want to end this podcast with his last comments for our graduating class.
Perhaps 10 years from now, you will look back at the last few months and remember Charles Dickens' famous opening lines from The Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. But wherever you will be, and however many challenges you face, I hope that the time you have spent with us will have given you the strength and the resilience to overcome any obstacle that comes your way, and also take advantage of the many opportunities that will come as well. Take care of yourselves, those around you, and your communities. And never forget that we will always remember you fondly and look forward to celebrating your success down the road. And most importantly, go Dawgs.
Thank you to all the graduating students, faculty, and staff for sharing your memories, send-offs, and well wishes. This has been another episode of the Data Dawgs podcast. You can find more information about the MSBA program at georgiaanalytics.com or the MBA programs at terry.uga.edu/MBA. Follow us on our social media channels at Georgia Analytics and georgia.mba.